This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on January 9th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. There are more than 200 million unemployed people in the world, and the jobs crisis is about to get worse. That's the message coming from the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. Guy Ryder is the ILO's Director General. He is the first labour unionist to lead the organization in its 99-year history.
Work is the chief locomotive of development and better standards of living. Quite frankly, the state of employment in the world is not great. We know, and the ILO has been emphasizing this for many years, unfortunately, that world unemployment is at extremely high levels. There's over 200 million people without work today. The bad news is it's getting worse, not better. On current growth trajectories, there's going to be more unemployed, not less, despite all of the talk of recovery in the global economy. The notion that mass unemployment is an inevitability and we have to live with it is a mistaken idea. It would worry me in the first instance that governments, decision makers say, well, we do have to live with unemployment because we cannot do better. That you have to put to one side. If you look back over history, people have always been worried. They've always said, my goodness, here comes the steam engine, here comes the internal combustion engine, here comes the microelectronic revolution. It's going to kill jobs. And strangely enough, the balance, historical balance, is that technology has actually promoted jobs in the long term. But it creates turbulence and disruption in the short term. Technology will disrupt, it will create turbulence. The question is how good we are at managing that change and making sure that the dislocation that happens in the short term eventually gives rise to a longer path, which is positive in terms of more jobs, better opportunities, particularly for our young people. There are going to be winners out of this process, don't deny it. There'll be losers, that's what always happens. But I think in general, whether you think you're going to be a winner or a loser, people are worried about what these changes are going to bring to our societies and how our societies are going to operate. So we come to this with a purpose. All of this thinking about these wildly complicated issues have got, and this is the biggest ambition of all, to lead us to an agenda and a coming together on how we're going to promote social justice in this maelstrom of change.
In the United Kingdom, public employees have had their pay frozen for the past 7 years. But not to worry. According to Britain's Unison Union, the government is addressing the issue with a new program, Pats on the Back.
You know what it's like. You go to pay for your food and you suddenly realise you are completely destitute. Hello, I'm Stephanie. Are you a public sector worker who's all too familiar with this embarrassing scene? This is Amanda. She's a teaching assistant. Her pay has barely risen in 7 years. But now, the government is introducing a brand new scheme to show you how much we all care. Introducing Pats on the Back.
Thanks to Pats on the Back, now when I go to the food bank, I can't wipe the smile off my face.
Pats on the Back help workplace morale, make you feel all warm inside. Plus, they're just as good as receiving fair pay.
Please note, pats on the back are not as good as receiving fair pay.
Now let's go over to Timothy, our government representative, who's been taking pats on the back to the streets.
I'm here to hand out some much-needed pats on the backs to some of those public sector worker chaps.
You know,
going
working
around
above
hitting people on the back with a foam hand.
Well, it's more of a pat. It's more of a pat, if you're honest.
I've just come off a 12-hour shift.
I think maybe we should cut this one.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay.
Instead of a pay rise. Just
which are frankly overrated. Pats are the one for me. I felt like dirt before you came along.
Fantastic.
What are you doing? Why are you smiling? What's the matter with you?
Thanks, Timothy. From everyone in the government to all you public sector workers, a big pat on the back. You guys are the best.
Okay, at least when the labor movement does fake news, it has a sense of humor. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.